Okay, by special request, burden of proof. Who exactly is required to show receipts? The burden of proof is the responsibility to back up a claim with evidence. The fallacy happens when that responsibility is shifted to an inappropriate person, usually by demanding that a skeptic disprove a claim instead of requiring the claimant to prove it. The consequence makes wild or unfounded claims sound like the default proof, truth until disproven. Turns reasoned skepticism into admission of defeat. We hear this a lot in atheist versus believer debates. We hear the believers go to this frequently. They tell you that you can't disprove God, which conveniently ignores the fact that they can't prove God. So this weaponizes ignorance. The less evidence exists, the harder something is to debunk, so the claim can persist indefinitely. You can't prove it didn't happen until you show me evidence that it's false. I'll keep believing it. If you're so sure that it's wrong, where's your proof? This is all bullshit. I don't think there's a ghost in my attic. Well, can you prove that there isn't? Well, they have to prove that there is one now. Any claim from my attic has a ghost to NASA fake the moon landing becomes equally valid until disproven. And no, this isn't Schrodinger's motherfucking cat. Seriously, guys, it was about half-lives. I'm gonna bundle that into the next recording. I can't help it. Okay. In the age of 24-hour news and social media, the burden of proof fallacy fuels disinformation campaigns. Obama, prove you weren't born in Kenya. You can't prove the vote wasn't stolen. Reversing the standard so that the extraordinary claim doesn't need extraordinary evidence. Policy sabotage, claiming a bill will cause some vague catastrophe, and then insisting that opponents prove it won't, which is logically impossible. I mean, it's absolutely fine in poker to prompt a slow acting opponent with some shit like, if you think I'm bluffing, call. Can we just move on? Make decision now. That way, play not be so difficult next time. That's fine when the rules let you check. When the rules scaffold your behavior, you can choose from any of these things. But reality is messier. Everything away from a game field or game board is messier, which is why I spent my whole life on a game board. Real world, fucking messy. And when we're dealing with audience that has diverse rules, even from seat to seat, we can't address everyone's perception or understanding. So this is a slapdash cut and burn, very effective way to win over an audience. And I would challenge you to do something harder. In AI tech and discourse, you can't prove this model won't go rogue. You can't prove it's not conscious. Until you disprove that it's already spying on you, I'll assume that it is. The trick here is that it feels cautious, but it's actually lazy. It lets the claimant opt out of offering verifiable evidence while putting the full load of research and rebuttal on everyone else. Yes, I burped. So what's our defense? Flip it back. The person making the claim has to provide the evidence. Until then, there's nothing to accept or reject. So we're just paused. Require positive proof before treating a claim as actionable. Avoid chasing endless hypotheticals. Focus on claims that can be tested or falsified. And notice when somebody is wasting your precious breathing moments. You only have so many of them. If you're spending more time disproving other people's claims than they're spending proving them, you're not in a debate. You're in a control loop, and you're doing unpaid labor for their narrative.